It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
Hear the bumpers there. Now it's gone. Well, we have Jonathan Gray here from New Zealand, and of course, he's one of my most amazing co-hosts on the program. He's an ancient archaeologist, Christian archaeologist, that proves with archaeological digs around the world, and some of his cohorts that he's dealt with over the past number of decades have proved that the Bible is true, and it's a book written by the Creator God, not by man. They were maybe the scribes. But the archaeology proves that the Bible is true, and it transcends time and space because the Creator God exists in a place beyond dimensions of time and space, because where he exists is in the sense of the eternal now, and there's no such thing as size or dimensions to the Creator. There's no such thing as a past or future to God. God exists wherever there is. He's a trillion years in the future and a trillion years in the past and beyond that, eternity, and he's in every eternal fragment of energy and every bit of matter, and in the entire universe, God is everywhere. And he's omniscient, omnipotent. And people don't really grasp the totality of the goodness of God, that you can only do good if you do God and add an extra O, I call it. So the archaeology proves that. And I don't know what topic we're going to cover today, but the topics we covered recently are pretty cool. We got lots of hits, and we converted over to YouTube, etc. What do you want to cover today on your website?
I just thought, Dr. Bill, we would continue what we were talking about last week,
right.
the importance of the star signs as given in the sky. And
wonderful.
The Bible tells us that when God created the heavens and the earth, he put the stars in not just to shine in the sky, but to be signs to mankind on the earth as well.
Right. Now, you wrote a book that's called The Sting of the Scorpion. That's available. People need to go to before.com. They go to your website, and you've got the most amazing materials. I tell people, this is essential reading. If you listen to my show, you must, M-U-S-T, buy and support this ministry and pray for this ministry of Jonathan Gray. You must read these materials and then read your Bible and then pray on it and realize this is an end-time revelatory issue. I believe you're, in a sense, have an anointing, an apostolic prophetic anointing to deliver this at the time of the end, just whether it's the site of where Jesus died, to the Ark of the Covenant, to the Noah's Ark, to all these other things we, our cohorts, are involved with. This is really essential. So let's get the star signs, which even predate, the time of the ancient Hebrews. These were known in the ancient world as a sign of the coming of Messiah. So tell us all about it.
Yes, that's right. And just to summarize before we continue on into that subject, which is a very interesting one, the star signs are much, much older than astrology.
Right.
And all nations originally had the same signs with the same meaning. They do not come from paganism, but from the original prophecy of the Messiah given to Adam.
Wow.
Now, the 48 signs, not 12, the 48 signs commence with Virgo, the seed of the woman, of the book of Genesis,
right,
and end with Leo, the Lion of Judah, of the book of Revelation. The same sequence as the Bible.
Wow.
In other words, that when they drew their star maps, they drew pictures over the star maps, which were hieroglyphic pictures telling the story in a circle from beginning to end of history from the start to the end.
Wow.
And they parallel the Bible almost precisely. Now, if we go progressively through each of them, what they reveal, Dr. Bill, is mind-blowing.
Right.
The Bible itself, in several books, tells us that the gospel story can be found in the stars.
Right.
And it's interesting that missionaries, Christian missionaries, have gone to new tribes that have not had contact with the outside world, but they've found native tribes that already know the gospel from seeing it in the stars and having it handed down accurately for thousands of years.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes. And specific stars in the star map tell the story of events that have come in the past events that are happening now and that are shaping up to appear, and they have, the stars have appeared in the correct places in the sky at the very times those events have been predicted.
Are there star signs of what's coming soon? Because I believe that God puts the signs in the heavens for even the coming of Yeshua, which is the star signs that the Magi used to bring the gifts to Yeshua, Jesus, because he fulfilled the prophecies that were over like almost 500 prophecies that any academically accurate ancient Hebrew would know is true. And the Magi, by the way, which were my ancestors, that were the Medes who had married the lineal bloodline of Moses, were actually the Magi that brought the gifts to Jesus, because they knew the star signs, and they knew that he was Messiah. He was the incarnation of God in the flesh. That's what it means. Yahashua HaMashiach in Hebrew means the breath who is incarnated in physical flesh.
Yes. Now, specific stars tell the story of events from Satan's hijack of planet Earth.
Right.
That's on the star maps.
Right.
The conception and birth of Jesus, the Messiah, his crucifixion, his second coming.
Wow.
All of that is on the star maps, laid out in picture form.
Wow.
On all the old star maps. Now, the name of Jesus, Yeshua, was on the star charts from the beginning.
Wow.
As Christianity started spreading over the world, the name of Jesus on the star maps was an embarrassment to those who rejected him.
Right.
And it was taken off the star charts, and in fact a complete constellation was erased from the star maps, leaving a blank space on the charts where it used to be.
Ah.
They took off his name off the star charts. But the earlier charts had his name on it.
And now that's in your book, The Sting of the Scorpions. You explain all
that. That is right. And right. We've been able to track down what used to be there before the empty space appeared on the maps.
Right.
It's an exciting story of detective work, and if we don't have time to do it today, we can possibly continue on.
The omniscience of God means he can even place the stars in a position to describe a metaphorical trans-dimensional story that transcends time and space, that's a story from the Creator God that shows his omniscience, omnipresence, and the fact that he loves us enough to even place the stars to be symbolically able to teach us something about who he is and his destiny for mankind, right?
That is right. Now, way, way back in the at the time when the nation of Israel was en route from Mount Sinai in Arabia up into the promised land of what is today the land of Israel, but was the land of Canaan back there.
Right.
A prophet came out and made a prophecy. His name was Balaam, and he said, "There shall come forth a star over the land of Jacob." Now, this new star would show the latitude, passing immediately overhead at midnight every 24 hours while the prophecy gave the longitude of the land as the land of Jacob or Israel.
Right.
Now, the Jews, in an ancient book of theirs, the Zohar, say that more than once, that when Messiah shall be revealed, a bright and shining star shall arise in the east and come over the land of Israel.
Right.
In fact, one of their books says, "A star shall come out of Jacob. The star shall shine forth from the east, and this is the star of the Messiah." And from the same source, ancient Jewish source, we read at the end of a collection of three chapters, what they called the Book of Elijah and chapters about the Messiah and the mysteries, that a star in the east was to appear 2 years before the birth of the Messiah. So we might well ask, did such an unusual phenomenon appear? Well, let's get ready. There's some stunning revelations coming out of this, because this is history, and history cannot be changed.
Some of this was partially known by the people around the leaders in Israel, which is why Herod tried to kill all the children, and he succeeded killing a lot of the children that were thought that might become the male Messiah in that area, because there was some knowledge passed on, right? So let's talk about that for a moment.
Yes. Well, it's an astronomical fact, independent of any theories. It's an actual fact.
Right.
That in 7 BC, a conjunction of the planets Jupiter and Saturn occurred in the sign of Pisces. Now, this is interesting. Both Jewish rabbis and Gentile scribes agreed that such a conjunction would betoken the birth of a lordly and illustrious person, and who would bring about a new order of things. And I noticed that the Encyclopedia Britannica actually mentions this and says, it's a curious coincidence. I'm quoting the Encyclopedia Britannica here. It's a curious coincidence that a medieval Jew, Abarbanel, records that the conjunction of these particular planets in this particular constellation was to be a sign of the Messiah's coming. Now, according to Josephus, the Jewish historian from the time of Jesus, and the rabbis, the Egyptians, as early as Moses' day, designated Pisces as the sign of the Hebrews.
Right.
Pisces the fish is the sign of the Hebrews. And it's interesting that Jupiter was regarded as the planet associated with kings.
Right.
And Saturn was identified in the east with the Jews. So this is very, very interesting, because there appeared a conjunction of the planets Jupiter, representing a king, and Saturn, representing Israel, in a sign of Pisces. The three came together. The sign of the fish, Pisces, which represented the Jews, plus the planets Jupiter and Saturn. And this was considered by many nations to be the fact that a king would be born among the Jews.
Right.
And it was through the royal tribe of Judah that the promised one was to come. And Jupiter and Saturn were both identified with justice that indicates the righteous and punishes the guilty.
Right.
So the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction in Pisces had a strong, clear, unambiguous message, and to Gentiles and Jews alike, it heralded the coming of the Messiah, who would ultimately save the world, and that he would be born among the people designated by Pisces, that is, the Jews. And this understanding, Dr. Bill, was commonplace in Jewish tradition. And the prophet Jeremiah says of the Messiah, he shall be called the Lord, our Tzedakah, righteousness. And the name of Jupiter was the righteous one.
Now, the interesting thing is that the word Judah means praiser. They're the first ones to go around Jericho to have the walls fall. And God says that I inhabit my praise. In other words, when you praise God, that's the way to open up prayers to get God to change the now, the current circumstance, you're in your health, your situation, your heal relationships, or prepare for your coming death. Is God inhabits praise. And it's interesting that he incarnated in the tribe of praise, the Jews, or that means the ones that praise God. They're the musicians and the praisers that actually led the tribes around Jericho. Interesting, isn't it?
Very, very much so.
So these star signs were there long before even Israel arose, even before Abraham literally left the land of Ur, and 400 years later, I think it was the Moses led the people out of Egypt after they were there for 400 years, right? Out of the Delta area. But by that time, they'd be becoming Delta Egyptians, if you want to call it. But what people need to understand here is these star signs, do they tell us anything about what's coming today? Because I believe we are at the end of the secular age.
Oh, yes, and they most certainly do. But I'd first like to establish what's already happened, because that gives credibility.
Let's do that now, and we'll continue either, if not today, then another visit. So I want to see how this plays into today, because I believe we talked about this last week, that the Naos, which is the temple of our spirit, which is God in us, is what the Antichrist wants to take over our consciousness, our soul, and our spirits, and control our body, our finances, and everything we do. And so this is all in the star signs, I'm sure. So when we come back, we'll continue with this amazing story. Do visit beforeus.com, get the books and videos. You're going to be blessed.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get Emergency Foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutraMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And welcome back. And we have the amazing bringer of truth from beforeus.com. And again, this is important for people to understand what's going on here with Jonathan Gray. Please continue the dialogue, because the star signs are important. I think we'll, if not in this show, in the next shows, we'll deal with the end time signs, because I think we're getting very close. I think that the situation with President Trump, with what's going on in Europe, the world economy, the hacking into human consciousness and DNA, 5G network, they want to put 20,000 satellites in North orbit, so even the Atacama Plain of South America, it doesn't have any population, or even drop of rain in 100 years, they'll have 5G network at 12,000 to 14,000 feet. I think we're there. I think, in other words, it's like when you take your kids out on a long trip and they say, are we there yet, Dad or Mom? Are we there yet? Guess what? We're there. Changed it from New World Order to the Now NOW, which is no order of the world that's being impinged by Druidic Council of 13, and the Satanists are actually running the world, including the eco-Satanists. And the fact is, we have apostate churches that said there should be a great falling away before the great and terrible day. The churches, to me, are lost in space. I mean, honestly, gosh, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yep.
It's sad, too. Right. I mean, I think they'll wake up eventually when there's, you know, someone like electroshock, and, you know, eventually things will happen in such a way that they're going to have to wake up. Just like some people wake up when they get the final news about their cancer or heart disease or some terminal illness, they have to change their diet and their lifestyle. But, you know, I don't see a change rate yet. I mean, I don't know how much has to happen for people to wake up, but a lot of it here in America, for example, is replaced by a lot of arrogance. There's a lot of arrogant Americans who think we can do no wrong. In fact, America does a lot of good around the world, but we also do a lot of evil. In fact, as I've said before, and I'm the only one saying this, the actual digital control of the world financial system and the mark of the beast and the digital hacking into human consciousness is going to come from America. Not coming from Beijing, not coming from Russia or China or South Africa or Tokyo. It's going to come from America. And people need to understand America is a duality, and I believe it may be even the star signs, but we'll get there eventually. So please continue.
Yes, I have so much to say and very little time to say it.
Please continue.
Complete this picture that I wanted to present.
Right.
But it's interesting that three times that same year, Jupiter and Saturn came back into Pisces.
Right.
In other words, this was emphasis, an emphasis to people, wake up, this is something big is going to happen, Messiah is about to come. And then in February 6 BC, Mars, a third planet, moved into configuration with Jupiter and Saturn and in Pisces. So this trinity, which occurred in Pisces, was connected with the Jewish people. And then the next year, in March, and again in April, a comet without a tail, a nova, certainly an unusual star, appeared first in Capricorn, which was the sign of the dying lamb, the coming sacrifice, and later in Aquila, the sign of the enemy of the serpent. Now, these were considered and understood in their meaning. And we'll consider the significance of those signs later. But the conjunctions from 7 BC to 5 BC could have attracted attention toward Palestine, and the unusual star 2 years later could have spurred the Magi on their way. And they reached Judea some considerable time before the death of Herod. And Herod's death fell between December 6 BC and April the 11th, 4 BC. Now
they were even there long before even Jesus was, in a sense, conceived.
That is right. So we may conclude that the series of conjunctions led the Magi to look for the star of the Deliverer. And we cannot doubt that they were following some written or traditional prediction, a prediction referring to some general warning that was to be followed by a definite star.
Right.
Now, Mars is recognized as the god of war.
Right.
And so the Messiah coming to Israel to fight Mars would be Jesus Christ coming in the land of Israel to fight the hijacker who had taken over this world, Satan himself. So there's a battle. He was coming into enemy territory, being born as a helpless babe. And this warning occurred 2 years before the Star of the East, that Mars came into conjunction in Pisces. And then the wise men from the East came asking for a newborn king, because Jupiter was the sign of the king. And Herod, the Roman-appointed puppet king, was nervous about the possible usurper of his throne and inquired, what time did the star appear? And consequently, he slew the children from 2 years old and under, because it was 2 years earlier that the conjunction of planets had occurred in Pisces, and then that was followed after 2 years with the star that led them to the land of Israel.
Ah.
And so the slaughter of the Bethlehem babies is mentioned actually in Roman records as well.
Right.
And perhaps by this action, Herod felt secure. Fat chance, within months, he was dead. And so he lost the throne anyway. As for the star, some may regard it as entirely mythical and some as completely miraculous, but it's also possible to suppose that an inquirer after an actual celestial phenomenon behind it, and sure enough, there was. Now, Jesus Christ was coming to earth to fight the serpent and rescue his people who wanted rescue.
Right.
And that was the message in the stars. Now, he came as a helpless babe, but he assumed a material body so that he might, without forcing anybody's will, win people by his love to him. And just think about it. Could there be a love story with more grandeur? The incredible act has challenged the greatest scholars of our day, their minds. And science, the science of redemption, the science of salvation.
Right, so the Eternal One incarnated in the flesh and time-space to present himself to the world and eventually to come back and marry his bride, which is humanity, that becomes the Queen of Heaven, is what you're saying.
That's right. So this was the most daring rescue mission of all time.
Wow. The greatest act of love was this act that God did incarnate in human flesh and come as a bridegroom to the world.
Yes. Now, the birth date appears to have been in September, not December 25, in December.
Yeah, and by the way, that date is the fall dates, which are the fall feast days. What date do you think is most likely birth date? Because we know that the first day that the sanctification of the temple occurs is also in the fall, which might be the feast, like the feast of where they have the sukkah, and they call it Sukkot. Do you think it's possibly around Sukkot or in that particular time period?
Yes, as you're asking, Dr. Bill, all the available evidence suggests that the actual birth date was sometime around or soon after September the 15th in 5 BC.
Right, and would that date be Sukkot or similar to Sukkot or close to it?
Now, December 25 was midwinter. It was
right, I'm talking about the September date. Is that near?
In the open, is that near October?
Because
it's likely that Mary, in her delicate condition, would have traveled to Bethlehem in midwinter.
Exactly.
But a Roman census at the time of the Feast of Tabernacles, which in 5 BC was September 14-15, is consistent both with Roman policy of minimal inconvenience to Jewish custom as relating to the need for travel, and also with the inn being full at Bethlehem.
Right, it would make sense, though, wouldn't it?
Being held in nearby Jerusalem.
Ah, okay.
And not just to the enrollment.
Right. So, in other words, it makes sense near the Feast of Tabernacles.
Later on, followed a 3.5-year teaching ministry, which commenced apparently about the time of his birthday.
Wow.
And counting backward from April, you get September, October. So, the Bible itself tells us it could not have been December in midwinter.
Right.
Now, it's an astronomical fact that at the precise hour of midnight, in the third week of September, the sign of Pisces, the sign of the Jews, was above Bethlehem, the birthplace of the Promised One. It's also an astronomical fact that on this date, the sun stood in Virgo. Now, Virgo was always regarded as the sign of the Virgin Mother, to whom the Messiah would be born. And so the stars appeared in the right places at the right time. Now, it's also interesting that just 9 months earlier, the sign of the Virgin at midnight was just rising on the eastern horizon over Bethlehem. And at the same date at midnight, the star of the constellation Coma, which was the special sign of the woman with the infant in her arms,
right,
was likewise rising on the eastern horizon over Bethlehem. And it's also interesting that both Jews and Gentiles knew that there would appear a very bright star in the sky when the Messiah was to come. The new star was going to appear in the sign of the Virgin, and sure enough it did. So right through this whole thing, we have the sign of a woman in the sky in the constellation of Virgo, the Virgin. And the child is in her arms, and it appears at the right time over Bethlehem.
I want to insert a little statement and a question for you. I've heard from the scriptures from other pastors and experts that John the Baptist was born on Passover, and that it was a 6 month difference in his birth date and the birth date of Jesus, which would have placed him right at if you want to call it the Feast of Sukkot or Tabernacles. Is there any truth to that statement?
I don't have any evidence, Dr. Bill. I mean, I know theories are running around, but I don't have any evidence that would enable me to make a firm conclusion.
Yeah, I've heard that from other. Anyway, please continue. So this is really exciting. What we're seeing here is you're laying the groundwork for the fact that we should have known, and the ancient Hebrews and Jews should have known this, but there was an internal battle going on. By this time, the Jews had been in Babylon for a long time, so there was actually Babylonish ideas, the Sepharad Zira and the Tablet of Babylon had already risen, and the writings of the rabbis were trying to exceed the writings of the prophets. Do you think this is the reason why these various factions within Israel didn't accept Messiah, like the Sadducees and the Pharisees, etc.?
Well, it's interesting. The scripture does say that the Jewish expectation was that the Messiah is due. And there cannot be any doubt that the omens announcing the birth of Jesus were understood by the rabbis.
Right.
And, but more than that, they had the amazing prophecy of Daniel.
Right.
And indeed, whether they were Essene or Hellenistic or Pharisaic or Zealot, the most usual interpretations of Daniel chapter 9 in Judaism until after AD 70 was of the Messiah's appearance. And here's a statement from the Talmud. The world is to exist 6,000 years. In the first 2,000, there was desolation. 2,000 years, the Torah flourished. And the next 2,000 years is the Messianic era. It's interesting.
Wow.
And now the Herodians knew that the time of the appearance of Messiah was at hand. And they, in their earthly perception of it, they regarded Messiah to be one who would overthrow the Romans and give them freedom. But that was
They were looking for a more concrete thing rather than overthrowing their position with righteousness and with a relationship with God. They didn't understand God's... if you want an archetype and imaging, did they?
Yes.
Amazing. Back in a moment with more amazing story from Jonathan Gray, BeforeUs.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo. And so,
and welcome back. Please continue the story in this last segment, Jonathan. Of course, you're back every 2 weeks. It's amazing. We hope to have some video productions here soon, perhaps in mid-September. We do much more extensive things and even a conference. Please continue.
Right. Now, we come to the death of Jesus, the death of the Lamb of God. Now, in ancient times, Capricorn was the sign of the dying goat, and Aries was the sign of the dying lamb. Not just an ordinary goat or an ordinary lamb, but a dying one in both cases. These were actually prophecies of two sacrificial animals which would converge in one man's death, the death of Jesus Christ. Capricorn, the goat, was a sacrificial animal, and the Jews understood that was a prophecy of the coming sacrifice of the Messiah. And Aries was the sign of the Lamb of God. Now, it's interesting that Jesus Christ's death was no accident. It was planned, it was prophesied, it was prepared for. Men in their wickedness wanted to kill him, but he gave himself into their hands to do it. He went along a course that he knew would lead to his death, and he planned that death to be a sacrifice on our behalf.
Right.
That we had done wrong. We've cut ourselves off from the life giver, so we die, and we have no hope. So he comes down, becomes one of us, takes our place, and where we've been overcome by the enemy, Satan, he defeats him and then offers his sinless life in place of our sinful lives.
Right.
And Satan had charged that God was a tyrant who didn't care about his subjects and that Satan could set up a better government. Well, after thousands of years, the universe could see the centuries of hatred and heartache and death on planet Earth, and they began to understand what Satan's kingdom was like. And then they saw God come to the rescue of man, and they saw Satan engineer the crucifixion of his own creator with the most surprising, the painful of deaths and humiliation. So the cross was both ultimate evidence of his malicious hatred, but of the Creator's great love for us.
Right.
The greatest love story in history. Now, it's interesting that the prophet Daniel received advance information on what year Jesus Christ was going to be crucified, and he wrote that down in chapter 9 of Daniel. And it was to occur at Passover time.
Right.
And the 14th day of the Jewish month Nisan,
right,
was a time of full moon. Halfway between two new moons was full moon. And the Bible claimed that as Jesus hung there dying on the cross at Passover time on the 14th of the month, for 3 hours in the middle of the day, a mysterious darkness enveloped the land.
Right.
But natural law would mean that a higher law must have been operating, because you could not get an eclipse full moon time. The moon is in the opposite part of the sky from the sun, so
right,
there could not be an eclipse,
right,
by one or the other. And yet this full moon darkness is recorded not only in the Bible, it's recorded in history, it's recorded by many different historians. And that darkness began at Jerusalem and extended all the way to Rome, the inventor of crucifixion.
Wow.
And it took 3 hours. Now, it's an astronomical fact that when the sun was blacked out, it was in Aries, the sign of the Lamb, that was to be slain. On April the 7th, 31 AD, at midday. This can be traced astronomically by astronomers too. And on this date, at the very hour of the crucifixion, it stood at the very spot marked by two stars. El Neth, which was the star given a name which meant the pierced, the wounded, the slain, and El Sheraton, which means the bruised or the wounded. Now, this is very, very interesting, because when the sun is blacked out, you could see the stars in the middle of the day.
Oh, yes, exactly.
And the two stars that were appearing at that moment over the cross during that period were the two stars which tell whose names, actually, translated into English, are these: the pierced and slain, the bruised and wounded.
Wow.
And those stars appeared in the darkness of the sky right over the cross while Jesus was being pierced and slain, and while he was bruised and wounded. Isn't that amazing? Uncanny how the stars appeared at the right time, at the right place, with the right meaning for the right event.
Which proves God is beside and beyond time and space, and he's prescient, omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent. And that's the thing, that's a sign of God. Now, what his intention of is when Yeshua returns, which is soon, we're going to get into some future shows, we're going to see that God is returning for a sanctified, believing population of humans that now worships and praises God, lives for God, doesn't try to do good works to see if they can get good enough for God, but tries to live and walk with God. And that God intends to marry this saved population of redeemed humanity to be his bride, and to spread to the heavens across the cosmos to be his queen of the heavens, the physical heavens. Now, of course, eventually we die in this universe and we go to the eternal universe. But God's going to restore, it says, that I shall restore the years of man so that though a man die at 100, it's in the book of Revelation, it'll be like the years of a child. So in other words, one of the end time signs is the restoration of longer life, the restoration of taking evil out of the world, not good. The rapture is not a taking out of good to go to heaven and look down. Don't look down, it's awful what's going on down there. No, what God's going to do is restore the Edenic covenant, and the remaining people on earth will have evil removed from the planet earth, and the if you want to call it, the control and the evil of Satan on earth will be gone, right?
Yes, that's right. So anyway, at Jesus' crucifixion, during the noonday darkness, the sun was seen near those two stars which were associated with the death of the coming one.
Wow.
Coincidence or intent? Well, it had to be intent. That couldn't happen by coincidence.
Right.
So there we have the stars announcing the birth of Jesus, that he was going to appear in the land of the Jews, and that he would die, and he would sacrifice himself. He'd be pierced, he'd be slain, he'd be bruised, he would be wounded. So this actually is incredible. But did he stay dead? No. The star sign prophecies did predict, just as the Bible did, that he would rise from the dead to triumph against the enemy, against right. Satan. And not only did Jesus prophesy his own death, he predicted he would rise again the third day. Now, I'd like to challenge everyone here listening
right.
today. Let's make no mistake about this. Jesus' resurrection, while unique, is world history
right.
and not fiction.
Right.
On April the 9th, 31 AD, occurred an event for which there is overwhelming historical evidence, legal evidence, both positive and negative, both factual and circumstantial, evidence that reasonable minds can understand and accept. And you can try to fault it, but you're doomed to failure.
Right.
His bodily resurrection is the only conclusion that lies at the strands of evidence. And when his followers were defeated and fled at his death, what was it that caused them to come out boldly several weeks later, proclaiming him in the same city where he was crucified, proclaiming that he had raised again, and willing to risk death because
right.
of their belief in it?
Right.
Now, would any of us be willing to risk death for something we knew was fiction?
No.
No way. But it had changed them. What changed them from cowering cowards to bold preachers of Jesus Christ a few days later? Well, it makes sense. The fact of the resurrection is a seal of Jesus' ability to keep his promise and
right.
complete what he began. And that promise is that he will ultimately return, and he will end human control of this earth. He will put down the enemy. He'll raise to endless life all who have committed their destiny to him. And I do believe, Dr. Bill, this is colossal news. More people have given their lives for it than for any other cause in history. And for that reason alone, it merits investigation from any intelligent person who wants to know the truth.
Right. It also shows that God can bring eternity to every moment of our life. And one of the lessons I've learned repeatedly and just recently again is that when God heals, like some of the people that I've talked to over the last 4.5 decades for their health care, or heal their relationship, God enters their life and does something miraculous. But you have to accept that faith is a gift that God gives you when you fill his cup of praise. You have to praise God and know that God can and will do it. And then God does it, and you have, before you even receive the gift of healing or relationship healing or restoration of something, you have to accept that God will give you a confirmation in your spirit, which is like the sign of faith received before the gift arrived. It's almost like getting a notice from Amazon or some online dealer that your stuff is about to be delivered tonight or tomorrow. It's already on the way. In other words, that's what God does, and he does that in the spirit. He does it with dreams and visions. He does it with a intuition. Sometimes he'll actually do it with audible things, for example. But God does this in such a way to show that he always loves all of us, even the mass murderer, but he wants us to turn back to him, because when you turn back to him, he can remove your sin, he can restore grace, and he can take away judgment, because he's the only one who can remove judgment, right?
Absolutely.
And people always want to think, well, how can I do enough things to make God like you? I said, don't. Just Shema, hear and do God's will. Read your Bible, get these books, start to worship God, and realize in your situation, whether we're going to intervene with, say, in your healthcare, nutraceuticals and technology, or reading your Bible, or praying for different things, it's ultimately God is going to fix our world, take away the New World Order, heal our nations, stop the danger of nuclear war, pestilence, and geoclimatic disasters. It's the Creator God who's going to actually save mankind, not an individual, not me, not you, not anyone else. We're just pointing back to God, that people need to turn back to the Creator in prayer and praise. And when you do that, God will, when you fill his cup of praise, he'll fill your cup of faith, won't he?
Wonderfully so.
And when he fills your cup of faith, you know before the gift of the of that restoration that's occurred, whether it's health or relationship or whatever, it's going to occur. And I tell people, I said, you know, our nation is not broken enough yet to understand that they need to walk with God. You don't get good enough for God to love you. He loves everybody, even the sinner. That's why he died for all of us. He doesn't die just for the people who are nice. He died for the people who were murderers and rapists and sexual perverts like, you know, Epstein. He died for those who were most lost. People are indwelt by demonic entities that God wants to cast out that evil inside them. But he's the one who can remove that evil. We can't. Only God can. Right?
The initiative has been his, not ours. He, when we didn't know him or want him, came down because he knew us and wanted us.
Right. Exactly. Amazing stuff, you know. God cries for his children, and he wants restoration relationships. So he doesn't just have a physical relationship on earth and as we spread across the cosmos. He wants an eternal relationship with us collectively to become his bride. The Queen of Heaven is not a pagan thing out there. It's the saved human race serving God and every moment leaving and believing and praying and praising God into a future where God brings peace, stability, love, and lack of anguish and evil. Amazing times coming. We'll continue this amazing show in 2 weeks' time. Thank you, Jonathan Gray. Amazing. Coming up tomorrow, Gary Richard Arnold, an amazing guest for Hour 3. You don't want to miss it.
Which is most important because...